is Very Speaker, the number one pod kicker. With Omar Salinas, Johnny Kay, and Chuche Calamar, who spoke the last programs about the climate and video games, but who the fuck knows what is he going to talk about on this transmission. So let's give an applause to your host, Johnny Kay, the curious shade of the radio.
Hello to everyone and welcome to our daily show,
Radio Speaker.
This is Jonathan Franco here reporting to you. We are very happy that you are tuning us again. First, I have a very bad news that personally it really tells that the world is not okay. On Turkey, a lot of people, they were like having a manifestation. Workers were like fighting for their rights, and some suicide bombs, some guys detonated them. There are at least 95 people that have died. 260, well, more than 260 are harmed, are hurt. Well, this is like a very bad thing, because to kill that amount of people, it's very bad. They were like fighting for the rights and for the Democratic Party on the, well, of the towns, that is HDP, the letters. They were like just in the streets, and now everything is with blood. A lot of people is crying for their people, and well, I think that is a very bad thing to listen.
Please welcome Omar with some interesting facts.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to our radio program. Here we have some Pixar news that will make you feel old and will make you cry. After many movies as Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., and Finding Nemo, Pixar Animation Studios will release new movies as Toy Story 4, The Incredibles 2, Cars 3, Finding Nori, and maybe the second part of the new Pixar movie called Inside Out. That's what Jim Morris, president of Pixar Animation Studios, told to the press some months ago. Also, for celebrating the 20th anniversary of the first Pixar movie, Toy Story, Pixar will launch a TV show called Forgetting Time that will be played on Disney Channel on 2015 for celebrating the first movie. Also, Jim Morris told that the movie Finding Nori will make us cry a lot, more than Finding Nemo. We will see what happens when we go to the cinema and watch Finding Nemo. Thank you for all.
Other stuff.
Something very interesting is that, well, under the Centro Histórico here in Puebla, there are some tunnels, some subterranean tunnels that will be opened at the end of this year. That will be opened to all the people, to all the public, in order to, well, for them to watch what is it and how are they from inside. It is like these tunnels are being rescued by the Ayuntamiento de Puebla and the Instituto Nacional de Antropología e Historia, the INAH, and this thing will allow us to know more about our past. That is a very interesting topic, and I think everyone should know.
Please welcome to Chuche Calamar.
Hey, 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 hello and welcome. This is Radio Speaker and my name is Chuche. Today, Netflix got a little bit weird on us and he wanted us to present something about it, so here I come. I'm going to talk to you about some of the latest releases it has gotten. One of the most important is the one called The Intouchable, that for French it means The Untouchable. This is a French movie about a friendship of two guys, two very different guys, who became the best friends in the world. The oldest guy has a disease that causes his body not to move, to be in a vegetal state. And the other guy, who's black, is only a guy who is in need of money, who has a lot of trouble in his home, but has to seek for his family and for himself. So, in a very strange way, they start to communicate one another, and they become the best friends they will ever become. Another great release has been the Fast and Furious series, which is a great, interesting movie that I highly recommend to all of you guys. But if some of you guys do not watch Netflix, you'd rather be reading something, well, I am on the time reading a novel that is called Los Cimientos del Cielo. You know, I'm British, so I don't speak Spanish. The author is called Juan Miguel Zunzunegui, and it is great. It really has blown my mind. It talks about religion, about aristocracy, about many other things that I surely recommend you to read and to have fun with it. Thank you guys, this has been all for Radio Speaker, for my time. See you next time.
Stay tuned, keep an eye on the road and an ear on to speaker, because we will be back with more of Radio Speaker.
Mom, Mr. and Mrs. Bradley got Netflix.
Netflix? It's this cool service that lets you watch unlimited movies and TV episodes instantly.
Yeah, you can watch Netflix on your PC or on your TV through a game console or other devices connected to the internet.
Whoa, that's speedy.
And Netflix is only $8 a month.
Pretty cool. Let's tell Dad.
Dad, we're getting Netflix!
Oh, super. Man, I gotta lay off the chestnuts.
Start your free trial today.
Thank you, listeners, for keeping tuned. Coming up next, Johnny K is going to keep talking about sports. So let's give an applause to your host, Johnny K, the curious shade of the radio. Listen carefully, keep an eye on the road and an ear on your speaker, because we are back with more of Friday Speaker.
Alright, in sports, on Thursday, in football, the Texas Titans matched against the Indianapolis Colts with a very harsh game that was very close until the end. The Indianapolis Colts rose with the victory, and on Sunday we are expecting for a lot of good games because the season is almost at the half, not yet, but the things are starting to get shape to see who's going to postseason and who won't. Also, here in Mexico, in the ONEFA League, Pumas from Ciudad Universitaria go right through them, through the Burros Blancos of the Instituto Politécnico Nacional, with a shaming score of 30-0, where the Pumas just had a picnic on that day. On soccer, in the pre-Olympic, Mexico wins 2-0 to Canada and gets his ticket to Rio de Janeiro in 2016 Olympics. Also, Honduras beats Estados Unidos also by the same score, and will also go to Rio.
This is all for today, but before I go, I want to say that life gives you lemons, just sell them, and buy something good to drink. And remember to keep your eye on the road and your ear on the speaker. This was Radio Speaker. Good night.